debt-free nature swaps are innovative mechanisms whereby a country that really needs to and knows it needs to invest in long-term environmental sustainability so that it can safeguard the livelihoods of traditional communities against warming oceans, against rising sea levels, to ensure their livelihoods, can afford to mobilize capital for those investments by exchanging some of its current debt obligations with easier debt obligations that go towards a blue bond or a green bond that supports specific conservation projects that can help safeguard those traditional livelihoods.
And this is important, especially for Africa, right?
It's absolutely crucial for any country that's facing the impacts of climate change on local livelihoods. So whether you need to safeguard fishing villages against the impacts of warming oceans or safeguard traditional hunting and inland fishing communities against deforestation, in any of those situations, it's crucial to mobilize capital for those investments. But where's that money going to come from? We're facing a global debt crisis. In these situations, these innovative arrangements have developed.
When you get down to the actual nitty-gritty of it, what are they doing with the money to try to safeguard these fishing villages?
Well, Gabon's debt swap is going to fund the development of an ocean conservation plan. And so the specific projects haven't been identified yet. And that's one of the innovative factors in this particular arrangement. Because Gabon is facing debt problems right now, it doesn't have time to spend several years developing sustainable livelihood plans for coastal villages at the moment. It needs debt resolution immediately. By being able to proactively fund the development of an ocean plan and then commit to funding those projects once they've been identified, Conservation International, the U.S. Development Finance Corporation, and Gabon have committed to ensuring that those investments are front and foremost in their debt resolution process.
But I mean, do you know what they would actually do on the ground or in the water, as it were, for trying to sustain this kind of livelihood?
I can tell you what the Seychelles did. And if Gabon follows that approach, we might see really fruitful projects come out of it. In the Seychelles, the approach involved several years of deep interviewing with traditional fishing villages to find out which aspects of marine biodiversity were most crucial to their livelihoods, and then to safeguard those coral reefs, those estuaries that were so crucial for them against international trawling fleets that would come in from international waters and exploit those fisheries. So if Gabon were to follow a model similar to the Seychelles model, we might see the beginning of a process of deep interviews and community consultations to find out how best to safeguard traditional livelihoods against warming oceans and increasing international trawling fleets.
So do you think this is the start of a wave of debt for nature swaps in Africa, in other countries?
Well, I think we've seen marine debt for nature swaps really grow in popularity since the Seychelles pioneered them. The Seychelles began with one that was just $22 million, and at that time, that was a tremendous amount of money. But very recently, Ecuador pursued one that was over $1 billion.